Three Oaks Gaming has enjoyed an eye-catching start to 2024. With licenses awarded in Portugal, Romania and the UK, the distributor has set its sights on showcasing its content on a global scale, with its roadmap of distinctive slots resonating across multiple regions. With further growth predicted worldwide as the year progresses, we caught up with Three Oaks Gaming's new Chief Commercial Officer, Yuri Muratov, for his insights as to why it is such an exciting time for the company. Congratulations on being appointed CCO at Three Oaks Gaming recently. What fresh ideas will you bring to the role, and how can you help propel the presence of Three Oaks globally?
Literally, truly excited to have stepped into the role of Chief Commercial Officer at Three Oaks Gaming. And I'm obviously aiming to inject any possible fresh perspectives, leverage the marketing strategies, involve and introduce anything new and innovative to the company pipeline and strategy. Obviously, to foster our strategic partnerships and markets penetration. This is all to amplify our global presence, strengthen our positions in the industry. I truly believe that Three Oaks Gaming has all the right tools at its disposal. We definitely are to become a world-class distributor of iGaming content, and we're definitely on this path. To be at the forefront, what is extremely exciting? It is very exciting, but it comes with all the possible issues and challenges at the same time, right? So that's why the experience from previous roles and whatever I was doing before in the industry for a decade already is definitely is a help, and understanding the processes in the very micro level for sure helps to involve and deliver the passion to all the teams and our beautiful people involved to help driving this strategy.
Perfect. As already stated, 2024, it's been a great start for Three Oaks with recently awarded licenses in the UK and Portugal. What does Three Oaks Gaming hope to achieve in these jurisdictions?
UKGC license. This is something very recently happened to us end of February. Actually, we are in situation of being granted the Romanian license already as well. So starting the 1st April is a new active license for us. Portugal, this is our market. We are required to have certificates, not a license. Doesn't matter. It's still a regulated field where we are entering this market. So obviously, our pipeline of markets which we are intending to enter is still there. These are first three steps which are helping us to deliver the products and reach the audience which we didn't have before. Yeah, so it's our long-term strategy on entering those regulated markets. So the award, first of all, of the UKGC is a huge milestone within itself for us. Definitely it helps to, you know, like explain to all others that if you comply to those high level standards, yeah, it's much easier to get all the rest of the licenses as well. Because UKGC is clear standard leader, I would say, in terms of responsible gaming, in terms of your processes insight, information security control, how you do business actually. That helps as well. We improve all our operations to be compliant, and this is a mandatory subject. So this is for sure happens already. Apart being a huge milestone for us, it's a much bigger plan now to enter the market by itself. Yeah, signing those partnerships and increasing our worldwide presence by this way also. Yeah, as the year is progressing, we see it happening. Worth to say that UK is one of the most mature regions globally, right? So to launch our portfolio in such an established iGaming environment, I mean, represents a key opening for us at Three Oaks. Those new opportunities for sure to create a bigger touch point with our partners as well. So this is all ongoing stuff in progress. Any new deal with any remarkable partner well-known on the market is never done within days, right? So there is plenty of things to discuss and align, to sign the deals, to agree on the rules, to follow the regulation framework and be compliant at each stage of the chain in the process of delivering the gaming experience. We truly believe our portfolio will deliver the right excitement for the audience out there. The same for Portugal, actually. We are in touch already with the top operators presented on the Portuguese market. So it's a matter of weeks. We are going to be live out there very, very soon. Just like others in Romania. Also, is the process which has already started.
In terms of licenses, what else is in the pipeline for 3Oaks Gaming?
Really wanted to share that pipeline as well. Whilst receiving in Romania, this actually opens for us the European landscape with our multi-subsidiary to get more and more licenses and pass the ISO certification as well as a part of the holding. So the current ones actually already in progress also include the Netherlands, for example. We are waiting the ISO certification to launch our games in Bulgaria. This is just the moment we are waiting to be compliant to the local regulation for Bulgarian market. Greece, somewhere 4 to 6 months away, and this project is already also started for us. We're using the Maltese entity for this purpose as well. For the certification side, where we don't need to step onto more complicated preparations, we did have Bulgaria as it's required, Georgia, Colombia, which is BetPlay announced deal is for this market, and also we are waiting for Rush Street Interactive as a leading brand out there to be working with us very, very soon. Italy, we are attending two events in Rimini and Rome to reach the clients more directly, speaking not only with platforms, but already preparing for marketing efforts as soon as we go live there. But the content is certified for Italy, actually, and those are weeks, months away from being ready to open the games for the market. Same for Portugal, it's certification, not the license. The content is certified. I was telling about two clients already waiting for the contract signature process or just open the game within the integration. Very recent news with South Africa. We went live with Superbets as well because the games are certified for South Africa as well. Others in the pipeline already. Very recent adding was just, I think, worth to mention Spain. We're opening this and the closest, I believe, and hopefully it happens within 1.5-2 months, is the MGA recognition. Yes, and certifying the content with MGA. So we are very, very soon with our new office in Malta as well to start dealing with all the well-known brands residing in Maltese jurisdiction as a framework for their core business. And this is definitely a big list of very well-known partners.
Obviously, you talk about your expansion in Europe there, but you also make no secret that LATAM is an important region for the company. How does expansion there fit in with your plans for 2024?
This definitely gives us more options how to align speed of expansion. At the same time, you are processing lots of legal matters, yeah, when actually receiving the licenses. Before receiving the license or passing the certification, obviously you cannot work there. In order to be able to expand and reach your targets and increase your audience reach, those are the regions you also might be interested in. This is the path we are taking and 3Oaks by obvious reason. So LATAM is definitely is one of our key interests we have internally. And this region and expansion there definitely fits to our plans, not only for 2024. We already started visiting and exhibiting in the local exhibition and events. We'll be in Sao Paulo in April. Very soon happening event, which is Sigma Americas. The previous one with a stand exhibiting was SBC in Rio. With our stand, guys are absolutely excited with the amount of chats and catch-ups they had with the local, I would say, players, company representing operations, I mean, yeah. We already can see from our PR feed deals with guys like Estrelabet, BetPlay, Salsa Gaming, Salsa Technology, Vibra Gaming as well. So this is rolling wheel, which is just increasing the speed. Yeah, and obviously to be able to reach the right market share, you need to be in a good contact with everyone. Your product should be not just understandable to you, but showcased and presented to the operators network and demonstrated to players as much as possible, as well as the marketing tools. Yeah, even that subject was and still is a point of our interest, how better to develop a fit to the market so players literally receive what is expected.
And there's also your games portfolio to talk about, which 3Oaks Gaming is currently elevating, in particular with the addition of the three pots mechanic. Are there any games on your 2024 roadmap that you feel will be huge successes?
Absolutely. So first of all, I would take a step back on, let's say, 1.5, almost 2 years, when we were just starting the 3Oaks story with the holding portfolio, and we were just promising, yeah, this portfolio to be diversified. Look what happens now. So promises come to reality, right? And now free pods is a trend happening, and this is definitely was a point of our interest to introduce that into our portfolio. Is a series. This is what is happening right now. This is one of the most popular mechanics. If we would look at our content by series, which mechanics are covered, free pods definitely out there. It's not just Holden Wins, even though Holden Wins is still a big part. We are absolutely proud to deliver the best global scale, we believe, impression and gaming experience from Holden Wins. These combos of Holden Wins mechanic with free pods, time to time going all around together with expanding bonus playing fields or doing any sticky symbol mechanics, very slightly as an additions from a game to game with the sequels or with just even new themes, but mechanic wise, this is something you very carefully added. This is our philosophy of how we develop the portfolio in general. And it's not only free pots. We were taking this trajectory to diversify in generally speaking, not just adding in one series. What about the coins mechanic as well? So Coin Volcano, for example, and Coin Up are games. These two games, which are very recently released, like just mid of 2023, right, starting from those times, these are top five games right now. Additionally to More Magic Apple, to Free Hot Chilies, which is number one at the moment, and A Son of Egypt 3. So these are our top five. Already kind of looks clear what is happening. Yeah, it's already kind of diversified. We are very happy that it takes the right audience attention within the, again, responsible gaming approach, and with all the our belief and deep to the heart attention to this detail, the gameplay experience we are designing within our games seems to be there.
And obviously 3Oaks Gaming made its ice exhibiting debut earlier this year at the XL in London. How did the event go, and what other expos are you targeting this year?
Great success that our debut at ICE Totally Gaming in London was, I don't know, like given valuable networking opportunities, showcasing the latest style of innovations and products. With your support, guys, for doing these PRs all around, it was resonating at the right level. So we received only positive feedback. We had, I don't know, plethora of meetings, which we couldn't even stick into the one place altogether, as the amount of those chats is just crazy. And we are really grateful for the amazing energy and those wonderful catch-ups, which our partners and our friends and even new clients also were sharing with us. This is an atmosphere where you feel everything is going right. The philosophy of sharing the right values among each other is something we were really feeling all during all the time at the ICE Expo. The next events in our pipeline, definitely we are looking at any spots, any angles, which wasn't going in that perfect level standard as what we wanted to be. It's a non-stop process for any component of our exhibiting or just even attending any conference, both for our sales and account managers having meetings or our event management team providing the exhibiting stand and its design and how well it's all organized and what the picture in general, the brand image we're trying to share and send the message to the market. I think we are on the right track. Maybe let it be another promise, but it's definitely a non-stop improvement all the time. So for the next ones in the pipeline, we will be very happy to see everyone joining the SBC Lisbon to be happening end of September. This is actually the next stand we are preparing already and checking the design and trying to check out all the points and review everything what we recorded from the ICE experience. The last one for us will be Sigma in Malta. Apart from this, for sure, we're looking to attend Casino Beats Summit in Malta, where we'll take the booth along with other game studios and distributors and providers. So it's a good chance for us to participate in May. Also, everything what happens in Amsterdam is also very awaited. I mean, this is the conference everybody likes and loves to attend. It's a good moment to have a mid-year catch-up, organize the upcoming talks and business matters. So roughly, this is the most of what we're planning to do, apart from the business trips directly to those markets and organizing more private closed events. This is also something on our pipeline.